I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes and take that deep healing breath. That breath that centers you, aligns you with the truth of your being, with the infinite presence that is always, always surrounding you, enfolding you, and expressing as you. And so as you continue breathing in and breathing out, just feel that with every breath you take, you are turning inward, Godward, going deeper into that inner sanctuary, that place of pure peace, pure love, and pure joy. And as we breathe, we release tension anywhere in our bodies, release worry in our minds, and release any thoughts of separation. And today, to continue to honor the Fathers of Unity, let us hold in consciousness the revolutionary ideas that they brought forth. First, that God is pure good, pure love, pure wisdom. God is ever present in the universe like the best, warm, and loving Father. And also that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Jesus told us, God and I are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And so as individualized expressions of God, we are one with Spirit and all humankind. As opposed to old thought, new thought has its foundation in eternal law. It is about the oneness of life and insists that the truth regarding life and laws is found in our own consciousness. So holding this in heart and mind, I invite you to take in the beautiful words about the nature of God in the poem, I Am There, by James Dillett Freeman. Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me, yet I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me, yet I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me, yet I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you might not understand my ways. I am at work, though you might not recognize my works. I am not strange visions. I am not mysteries. Only in absolute stillness, beyond self, can you know me as I am, and then as a feeling and a faith. Yet I am there. Yet I hear. Yet I answer. When you need me, I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. When you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even if you're in your pain, I am there. I am there when you pray and when you do not pray. I am in you and you are in me. Open your mind. Open your mind to feel that you can never be separate from me. Only in your mind are those myths of yours and mine. Yet only with your mind and heart can you know me and experience me. Empty your heart of empty fears. When you get yourself out of the way, I am there. You can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all, and I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there, for I am there. I am there because I have to be. I am there because I am. Only in me does the world have meaning. Only out of me does the world take form. I am the love that is the law's fulfilling. I am assurance. I am peace. I am oneness. I am the law that you can live by. I am the love that you can cling to. I am your assurance. I am your peace. I am one with you. I am. Let us spend just a few seconds in the silence, taking those beautiful words into our hearts and souls. And now as we come together as a greater spiritual community, let us just in our very hearts and souls say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.